That's Duran Duran on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Consider that walk-in music for Lori Grosskopf. And Lori stops in every once in a while, every few years, my goodness, to talk about the status of wolves here in our area. And Lori, when you were here a couple weeks back, and I couldn't believe it was 2 years since the last time that you came to the radio station. So good morning and welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. Before we get started, I want to say your last presenters, I have been part of their group because I have cancer.
Yeah.
And I found it very, very helpful. And I'm not a joiner. I'm not somebody who goes to groups that much. So I would really recommend everybody to try and take part in it because it really taught me a lot and it raised my spirits and gave me better information than I could get just fooling around on myself.
Our topic of choice here today, talking wolves, that's going to be important, but nothing's more important than your health. And the fact that you got help from those people just makes my heart sing. What was the best part about the help that Ties That Bind Us provided you?
I think because there's a variety of people there with different kinds of cancers, and you can ask questions that you might not be comfortable asking your doctor, or perhaps they just don't have the time, or, you know, they seem like silly questions. Those people really lifted my feelings about what was potentially going to happen with me, and I haven't been disappointed at all.
And oftentimes, those home folks want to give all the support possible, but sometimes it might be hard to relate, and these women have no problem relating, I would assume.
Everybody relates to you really well, and, you know, with the general public, you say the word cancer, and they generally run the opposite direction as fast as they can.
Okay.
And you won't experience that there. I don't go every time. I've just gone a couple times in the last 2 years, but it was very helpful.
So, in other words, when you need it, when you feel like you need a boost, when you need a little bit of help in the background there, that's when you go.
I would say just any time, and you'll find a lot of good information there and some really genuine people.
We're pulling for you, Lori. Are things going to be okay? Are things going in the right direction? Do you know? Are you just taking every day as they come?
Well, I don't really need to share that and stuff, but I keep doing what the doctors tell me and working on it. And, you know, cancer is cancer.
Good. Yeah. It's a terrible word. And I hope that word is erased from your vocabulary and your concerns very soon.
Well, it's probably going to be with me forever, so.
Well, and I hope forever lasts a long, long time then. Lori, I'm just, we're pulling for you.
Thank you.
I just want to say that, just pulling for you, okay? I'm so glad that you've got a group of ladies there to help you too.
And gentlemen too.
I don't know why it was, men do get breast cancer, but like we just learned,
it's all kinds of cancer,
right.
And the thing is, sometimes the caregivers come with too, and that's very helpful to them, I think.
Well, good. Well, again, God bless, and we're pulling for you.
Okay.
Let's talk about wolves now. The status of wolves here, it can be a controversial subject, but you're just here to give us some real facts, information rooted in facts. And what about the wolf status here in our general Northwoods, Lincoln County area? Well, Lori, what do you have to, how are the wolves doing out there, first of all?
Well, like many subjects, this is very controversial, and it tends to be a little more controversial than most. Wolves are doing great in Wisconsin. In fact, when you look at the details, as I do, I've been studying on this for 30 years. I've been to a couple of international conferences, a number of regional conferences, and there isn't a day that goes by I'm not doing something on wolves.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been on a number of committees and decision-making and things like that.
What brought this all on? 30 years you've been doing this. Why did you decide to get involved in this?
Well, I live in the wolf territory, and they've highly impacted my life and the lives of many of the people I know, as well as many of the farmers that I worked with for 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very much more impactful to those who are impacted by it than the general public, who is pretty removed from the action, let's put it that way.
I can
but
tell
I'd
you.
I'd like to say that as far as the wolves in Wisconsin, we actually have the highest number of wolves next to Minnesota of any state in the lower 48.
Hmm.
Higher than Wyoming, higher than Montana, higher than Idaho, Colorado, California, Oregon, Washington, and higher than Michigan.
What do you attribute that to?
We are in a spot where it was naturally an area where wolves would migrate from Minnesota and Canada into our state. So they got well established, and then they moved into Michigan, rather. So in the UP, there's about 760 wolves. That's the last count. In Wisconsin, Our count is different than other states. We don't include non-pack wolves, which are loners and dispersers, and we don't include any wolves that are outside of the tracking months, which is December 1st through the end of March, and we don't include any that are outside of our tracking area, which is kind of all northern and central Wisconsin. So we've got over 1,200 wolves here.
Wow.
Minnesota's got 3,000. Which is another reason for how come we have so many, because when wolves in Minnesota need area, because they're territorial, they don't stay in the same spot. They move. They need to go somewhere. And Wisconsin's right next door.
I first came to the Northwoods. I moved to Eagle River in way longer ago than I even want to imagine.
You there. You interviewed me for my quit smoking job. I did.
I remember those days too, Lori. Yep. But the first impact that wolves had on my life, coming from Appleton, this was not a subject that I was ever discussed. The first time somebody brought me in a picture of what their beagle looked like before they left it tied outside and a wolf got to it, I was thinking, okay. I'm one of these guys, I love wildlife. I've had a couple of interactions with wolves, and I thought they were great interactions for me personally. But I also was also thinking that, okay, this same animal may have done something bad to one of my neighbors or their animals or something. So I see both sides, is what I'm trying to say here. Is there a way that we can, I think there's got to be a way that we can live in harmony with these animals. They were here first, and then we came along, so a lot of people say, so it's up to us to try to get along. Well, yeah, it's a two-way street, though, here, too. So what are some of the things that we can do to help control this, first of all? Because I would assume that's one of the things that you're concerned with, controlling the population.
I think management is a cornerstone of all wildlife interactions in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And we manage things in response to a human occupation, because obviously there's a lot more humans here now than there was during the days when the wolves lived here before, and that has to be considered. So coexistence is a byword of the DNR. They put a lot of emphasis on that. But on the other hand, there's some animals that coexist better than others, and yeah. I think we can all understand that when you get field mice in your house or something,
right?
You
let the cat out, yeah.
Right? Now, the experts in the field, and there's really actually very few real experts, people who have really had a lot of interactions with wolves and study of wolves, they all pretty much say the same thing, which is you need to make decisions about where is it appropriate to have wolves and where is it not. In our original management plan, we did have such a study, three studies done at the University of Wisconsin, showing where are the remote areas where there's very few people, where there's very few livestock, and where there's enough game to support a wolf population. And they came up with this number of 500 for biological carrying capacity and 350 for social carrying capacity. The state chose the 350 as our goal, and that's what the original plan generated.
So,
but that number was pretty much ignored.
Yeah, because we're at 1,200 now.
Yes. Very much ignored, and we did have the legislature has passed a law saying we must have some sort of harvest season.
Yes.
During delisting, but delisting has only really happened for three periods of time, 2012 through 2014, and then again in 2021-22. During that time, we had seasons. They were relatively small seasons. Only one of those in 2013 resulted in a reduction of numbers of wolves. And even when there was a reduction, they bounced back right away. They're extremely fecund animals, prolific, and very hard to control.
Yeah, and when it comes to, that's another controversial subject, controlling the population. We had that hunt here, and by some people's descriptions, it was abused. Hunters abused the privilege and went way over the quota, and they just wanted to eliminate as many as they could possibly eliminate.
Well, that may be the narrative, but here's what really happened.
That's what I'm asking for, because that's the story we hear.
The DNR suggested a quota of 200. There is some court cases that allow for the ceded territory where the Native Americans can have certain privileges. And I found out recently from the wolf manager that wolves weren't actually named as one of the animals that were covered by this court case. But the reason was is because the court decision was made before wolves ever came to Wisconsin.
Oh.
But for other animals, like we used to use it for otters, we use it for bears, we use it for bobcats, they have the ability, if they harvest 15% of their quota, to make a declaration of half the numbers in the ceded territory.
Okay.
They haven't really harvested the amount to make that quota declaration. It's kind of like the walleye thing, though. You know?
See, now I always thought, I think probably I'm not alone here, but a lot of us have always thought that wolves were original, you know, part of the Wisconsin, always have been here as long as the ground that we're standing on now has been around. There's been wolves standing on the same ground, but that's not the case?
Well, they may have come through occasionally, but they weren't really recognized as residents of the states when this decision came through, which
okay.
is called the Voigt decision,
right.
if anybody wants to look it up.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of a technicality. So technically, they weren't named in the court decision as an animal covered by this, but the DNR treated them that way. So as a result, the 200, which was the quota designed to keep the population stable, was reduced by many, many animals.
So the reason that you drove to the radio station that day to come and talk to me so that we could talk on the radio, what was the impetus behind that? What was the reason? Do we have some new information now that you wanted to share? And I want to make sure that we get all that information out. So the reason that you came here in the first place was for an update on our population, I would assume. But was there any other reasons?
Well, there's a lot of reasons beside this. And I had talked to the bow hunters in Rib Mountain the other day for over an hour and a half. So,
okay.
you know, I could go on and on. But people need to realize that these wolves are in our neighborhoods. They're definitely in mine. They're definitely in yours.
I hear them.
Even if you're close to a town.
Yeah.
And especially think about, how do I keep wild animals in general from visiting my property if I have pets and small children and things like that? These animals aren't much of a danger to adult humans, but they could be possibly for your children.
Sure.
And also very much so for your pets and your domestic animals and agricultural animals. So, you know, look around your territory. Is there food laying around that could attract these animals? Do you have a grill outside? All those things are things that you need to think about. For us as hunters, we got a deer hanging in the barn and it's going to be slaughtered. You know, there's no sure thing to bring in a wolf than that. And
yeah.
they have great sense of smell. They're very intelligent animals. They spend a lot of time watching and learning for properties and also teaching that to their young. Hmm. So that they can survive.
So the bottom line is here, information is power, and some of us carry around assumptions that aren't correct, like the one that you just pointed out to me. So for people to get the real story, that's the thing nowadays. How do you know what's the truth these days? First of all, Facebook ain't the place for it. There's other places that you can go for the facts. And what would you recommend people to get a good education, get the facts, and then act accordingly?
You know, it's really hard to get the facts. I've done a lot of study on this, a lot of conferences, a lot of reading. I've done research myself. And is there a real truth involved in this? It kind of looks at your outlook.
Yeah.
If you think it's okay for people to be afraid to go outside and let their kids play outside and have their animals, like, take your dog for a walk, even with a leash on, if you think that's okay, then who cares how many wolves are out there?
And if people listening right now think it can happen here, just look at what's going out in California right now with the coyote situation. The coyotes are just crazy, way, way too many coyotes. They're coming into people's yards. They're taking toddlers. They're taking pets. And thank goodness I haven't heard of any deaths of any people. But it's happening right now in this country with another type of animal. I would sure think it could easily happen this way with a wolf.
Well, we're having about 100 confirmed conflicts every year. And that's been going on for about the last 8 years from wolves. And it's the unconfirmed conflicts, the ones people don't call about, that really disturbs me the most, because people are fed up 30 years of this, and I really feel like a lot of them are really handling things in their own way, which we want government to help us when
yes.
we have a situation. So we can have wolves in Wisconsin. They deserve to be in Wisconsin. But we need to manage them appropriately.
Amen to that. I can't say it any better. And Lori, thank you very much. I hope that you'll come back and visit us sooner than 2 years from now.
Okay.
Please?
Sure.
Okay, the invitation is there. Anytime you have some new information especially, I would love to hear it, because I think we all need to have empathy on those we share the planet with, I think. And so if you're one of these people that think, well, the wolves were here first, and God bless them, let the wolves just expand however they want naturally, until you one of your friends or family members loses a pet and you start to see the results of that, your outlook changes just like that.
You really have to have experienced it to know what I'm talking about. I cannot describe the hundreds and hundreds of people I've talked to. We've made videos of them. But it's tragic.
We can put people on the moon and bring them back. There's got to be a solution to this, too. Lori, thanks for being here this morning, and please don't be such a stranger anymore.
Okay.
Good deal. Thank you very much. Lori Grosskopf here. And, I should ask you, if somebody wants to continue this conversation, what's a good way to do that? Can you be contacted? Is there an organization that they can contact?
I hesitate to put my name out there because people who disagree.
Well, your name's already out there, but I can understand your personal contact. You don't have to give that if you don't want to.
There's a lot of organizations that deal with this topic. The Conservation Congress does. The Wildlife Federation does. And you can kind of tune into what they're doing on this topic.
Okay.
Possibly. Even Greenfire has a position on it. I don't necessarily agree with their position, but there's a lot of organizations that you can find out more. Yeah. But go on the internet and look stuff up.
Education's power. Lori, thank you very much.